the one world government than they were with the government of the United States. If you look at if the people that they're connected to and their agenda, the one world government is well underway. The president that brought it the most out in the open in the history of the United States, who was that? George Bush Sr. You know, right after the fall of the Soviet Union, he announced the world, we're launching into a one world order, a one world government. And we have his son just going to follow in his footsteps, prophetically, no doubt. But recently, the United Nations met last year, October, and they did not vote on a document for global government, which was there, but they circulated it among all the members there, and they discussed it. There was no dissension, and they gave each leader of the world 5 minutes to make a speech, and the leaders of the world all made speeches that were, not all, but the majority of the leaders of the world made their 5-minute speeches upholding and pushing for this charter for global governance. And I'm sure that some of you have read that charter, but perhaps one of the most significant points on that charter is that the United Nations needs to be empowered to have a one world police force. And the opening world leader at that United Nations meeting where that was being discussed was Bill Clinton. And Bill Clinton's 5 minutes were spent upon the theme of that we need to put in place a one world police force and empower it to do its job. So we're not simply talking about information that you can categorize as conspiracy theory. The leaders of the world today are openly discussing and promoting and pushing for the very heart of the guidelines and blueprints for the United States, the United Nations, to take over the entire world. Now, Bible prophecy, where we just read, said that it would be the United States of America that would force or command or push the whole world to set up this world image of the beast. And this world government that is going to incorporate within it the principles of the image of the beast, which is secular power enforcing religious dogma, this world government that's in the world today being the United Nations, who is it that is supporting the United Nations, brothers and sisters? This is just current events. Who is it, now that the United Nations is being the policeman of the world, when they go into Yugoslavia, Africa, the Mediterranean, the Middle East, what government of the world is footing the primary amount of the cost and putting the most military effort into it, by far? The United States of America. This is the fulfillment of Bible prophecy. And how is it when the United Nations goes